WSB's Money Matters with Wes Moss. Certified financial planner and chief investment strategist from Atlantis Capital Investment Advisors. Wes talks to you about investing and saving for the future. Brought to you every Sunday by RBM of Atlanta Mercedes-Benz, Sandy Springs.
Good morning. Welcome to Money Matters. 9 o'clock until 10 o'clock. 1 hour here as we all watch television, listen to radio about the Cat 4 Irma as it bears down on Florida. As you can see, weather reporters all in Florida barely hanging on because of the winds and the gale force gusts that we are getting. It's obviously a very scary situation if you are in Florida, and if you're in Tampa and you went for refuge, you are realizing that now that hurricane, you are now in its path as you are in the Tampa area, up the coast, or let's call that the west coast of Florida. The storm not moving very quickly, obviously, right around 15 miles an hour. And as we speak, looking like right over the Keys, which obviously are just going to face devastation. Kirk Mellish has the best blog and the most scientific, I would say most studied version of what's happening with Irma. So that's what I've been reading and checking out. Of course, there's lots of places around the world you can figure out what's happening with this hurricane. There's images on every website in America and most television channels. The most compelling and seemingly thought out analysis of the storm comes from our friend Kirk Mellish. So go to his blog if you want to continue to see updates about what's actually going to happen right here in our town, here in Atlanta, in our city. Then go to WSBradio.com under the weather tab. And you can really see what Kirk Mellish is thinking. A, his forecasts and radar. B, Kirk Mellish's blog, which is something that I'm a big fan of. And I love it when he updates that. And I love it when we hear what Kirk really thinks. Now, we are here, obviously, for the next hour. Programming note. Evidently, so there is a free Braves game today for Florida residents. So again, we are here, game at 1:35. It's not free for us here in Georgia, but as being a welcoming neighbor to the north of Florida, for all of those in harm's way as they head north for refuge here in Atlanta, obviously very welcome. Well, if you have a Florida ID, you can get into the Braves game today for free. Free Braves game today, 1:35, for Florida residents. So bring your Florida driver's license. Welcome, by the way, if you're listening. Thanks for tuning in to WSB Radio. We welcome you, and we got a free Braves game for you today at 1:35. It's not free for us here in Georgia. It's free for those traveling from Florida. Good morning. Welcome to Money Matters. You know, it really does feel... We all have known for days that this hurricane was just slowly moving north, and we knew that it was going to hit the east coast of Florida. Then a couple days ago, it changed to the west coast of Florida, and now it started to turn obviously towards the north, we believe, and we know that there's going to be devastation. And one of the cool things that I saw on Kirk's blog has to do with power outages, and there's an estimate or a prediction per county, all of Florida, all of Georgia and Alabama and Tennessee, of the power outages per county. I know right here where we live I live right near WSB Radio. Our family is here in the Midtown area, and we are a city of trees, obviously. So if you're near Piedmont Park or Wynn Park or McClatchy Park, all of these, obviously Piedmont Park, the big one, and then lots of smaller neighborhood parks around the Midtown area where our kids go to play, and they're playing basketball, and the little guys are on jungle gyms and swings. Those are the areas that are just still full of trees, large trees, 100-year-old trees, 150-year-old white oak trees that have obviously been here in this city for a very, very long time. we had a tree come down about a couple of years ago, and evidently there was a bullet from the Civil War deeply embedded in the trunk of the tree. It had struck by lightning, thought it would live, didn't live. In about a year and a half or 2 years post-lightning strike, the tree just had to come down due to not making it through. So we are a city of trees, particularly right around where we are today here in Midtown. And if there is just a sneeze of weather in the summer, just a 10-minute thunderstorm, our power goes out. And it has done that, I would say, 5 or 6 times already this summer. Every time there is a tiny squall, it might only last 20 minutes. But if we get even a little bit of wind, a little bit of rain, some major tree takes down something very, very quickly. So I can, knowing now that we're going to have, at the very least, sustained winds in the 30, 40 mile per hour range, which we've actually have come down just a tiny little bit in the forecast, but still we're talking 25 to 40 miles per hour, gusts going all the way up to 60 miles per hour, according to Kirk Mellish tomorrow. I know definitively that we will be without power. According to Kirk's blog, it looks like over 2 million people will be without power. That number might very well escalate from there. I can tell you that many of us here in Atlanta will be in that same place, probably for several days. So it's going to take a long time to get, first of all, this is a slow-moving storm. It's not going to be out of our range, it looks like, until later on Tuesday. So from what we can tell, obviously, if you look at the map of timing, it starts to really rain. It starts to rain in the evening here through Sunday, potentially, or let's call it early Monday morning. And Monday a.m., it starts to really pick up, and it gets really, really rough later in the day on Monday. And that's what I expect, at least, to be without power for, I don't know, a day, a two. And when you've got a bunch of little kids running around without power and they can't be outside, what do you do with these guys? I don't know. So we'll find that out pretty quickly here to be in Atlanta. Now, if you look at, and I went back and I looked at hurricane data, because these events, this is probably the worst year we're going to have seen in America. Very rarely, or if ever, do we get two Category 4/5 hurricanes that actually hit American soil in the same year. And obviously that looks as though exactly what's going to be happening here. We're not even barely begun to pick up the pieces from Hurricane Harvey in Texas and Louisiana. And now here we have Irma bearing down on the population. If you go back and you look at damages done throughout history, of course, Katrina tops the list. This is a study from NOAA and the National Hurricane Center that I went back. This is a white paper about damages done by these hurricanes. And obviously the list is a very long list. This goes back to the year 1900 through 2010. Katrina. Well, let me go down here. And these are let's call it top 10. And I remember these. Hurricane Francis, which hit Florida 2004, about a $9.5 billion hit to the population and the economy. Hurricane Rita, which was southwest Louisiana and northern Texas, got hit in 2005. That was a Category 3 at over $12 billion. Charley, southwest Florida 2004, another Category 4 hurricane at $15 billion worth of damage. So we have had these and we rebuild from these, but there is just an enormous amount of devastation. We've all seen that. So many of us, if you've been on, whether it's social media, whether it's Facebook or Instagram or the news, the comparisons between Hurricane Andrew that hit Florida and Louisiana as a Category 5 in 1992 that caused $26.5 billion worth of damage is dwarfed by Irma. You've probably seen that comparison because they have a very similar path. And Andrew, a Category 5 that did $26 billion worth of damage, looked like an offshoot, looked like the smaller stepchild of what Irma looks like today, just in sheer size, with a similar magnitude. Ike, if you go back to 2008, another $29.5 billion that hit Texas, Louisiana. And then, of course, Katrina at $108 billion in damage to the United States in Florida, Louisiana, Mississippi. So we know that, these can be devastating. Listen throughout the weekend here today and Monday. Updated Hurricane Irma forecast from WSB meteorologist Kirk Mellish. Plus, of course, triple team traffic coverage as evacuees continue to fill our roads here. So stay tuned to News 95.5 AM 750 WSB. Of course, today, for those evacuees from Florida seeking refuge, the Braves game today. Free for the Florida residents coming up here. Not Georgia residents. Of course, you'll be there. But Florida residents with valid ID. Free Braves game today at 1:35. Good morning. Welcome to Money Matters. I'm your host, Wes Moss, here every Sunday morning today, 9 until 10. The number here in the studio, if you're driving through, you're evacuee from Florida, we'd love to hear from you. If you are hosting folks that have come up from Florida that are out trying to run from the storm, of course, we'd love to hear from you here on this hour of Money Matters. The number in the studio, 404-872-0750. Again, 404-872-0750 in the studio, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Stay tuned. Money Matters right here, News 95.5 AM 750 WSB. Good morning. Welcome back to Money Matters here. It's 9:25. It is Sunday morning. And the talk, obviously, the worry, not just the world that we live in, not just that President Trump made a deal this week with Democrats and attached emergency aid for Hurricane Harvey victims, $15.25 billion in aid. We've seen the havoc of Hurricane Harvey and then now, of course, Irma bearing down on the west coast of Florida right now, currently over the Keys. And oh, by the way, it seems like a month ago, but it was just this past week, more North Korean aggression. The UN saying that North Korea is begging for war. So all of that in a in the swirl of the world that we live in. For the week, the Dow Jones down 189 points. 10-year Treasury continues to drop in yield. Interest rates, aren't they supposed to be going up? Well, if you live in a world where we have a trifecta of natural disasters, we have a 8.1 earthquake in Mexico, Category 4/5 hurricane to hit Texas, a Category 5/4 hurricane Irma to hit the Caribbean, the Keys, the west coast of Florida, Miami. And now here we are as a city with an influx of folks that need shelter and refuge. We just had a caller, June from Marietta, is hosting 13 FSU students as refuge from the storm. Give us a call in the studio. I want to hear if you are hosting families that are coming up from the south to stay here in a safer place, even though we're going to get gusts up to 60 miles an hour. I want to hear from you. Let's talk about that here on a Sunday morning. The number in the studio, 404-872-0750. Again, 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Stay tuned.
It's WSB's Money Matters with Wes Moss. Certified financial planner and chief investment strategist from Atlantis Capital Investment Advisors. Wes talks to you about investing and saving for the future. Brought to you every Sunday by RBM of Atlanta, Mercedes-Benz, Sandy Springs.
Good morning. Welcome to Money Matters here. WSB Radio, your host, Wes Moss here on a Sunday morning. Calm before the storm. Let's go to the phones. And before we went into break, I said, hey, give me a call if you, I'd like to know what we're doing to help those that are evacuating from Florida. This is a massive storm. We just went through hurricane data. We know that these are multi-billion dollar economic disasters. We know that Hurricane Harvey will likely be as much or more than Hurricane Katrina. Katrina over $100 billion in damage for Florida, Louisiana, Mississippi. But there's a long list. You go down, this is just a long list of storms that are 29, 26, $21 billion storms and just real economic disasters. Now we come back from these and we rebuild, and that's what we do in America. But these are very serious threats. When you get a storm that is in the $100 billion range, yeah, it's going to impact gross domestic product. Now, it will be a temporary shift. It'll be a temporary change. It'll only be an impact for a quarter or so, but these are very real economic numbers. They're not, you have not seen the impact in the stock market. And I don't expect to see that in the stock market, but these captivate us and capture our attention nonetheless. I asked before we went to break those helping, what are you doing in Georgia to help evacuees from Florida, South Carolina, southern counties in the state of Georgia? Call us and let us know here on WSB Radio. The number here, of course, 404-872-0750. Again, 404-872-0750. Let's go to the phones here. Bud joins us in Marietta. Bud, good morning. Welcome to Money Matters. What's going on here as we calm before the storm Sunday? Money Matters.
Good morning. We're willing to make our home shelter and feed people until they can go back to Florida. We live in Marietta, but I've contacted my golf group and my churches, but we have still got no response yet for someone that might need shelter and for us to feed them during the period of time.
What's the name, Bud? What's the name of your church?
Well, I let several churches know.
Oh, got it. Okay, and you're in Marietta. Well, I mentioned we had a call from June in Marietta, who has 13 FSU students coming up, staying with her for the extended weekend. That sounds like a fun house. I mean, maybe we get the golf group, your golf group together. You guys are going to have a good time. Hopefully somebody has a golf simulator in their basement, Bud. Except the only problem with that is that you guys are going to be without power. You, of course, the worry about flooding as well. So I know that we appreciate your sentiment here, Bud. And that's exactly what we'll continue to do here. If you have issues, there will be people to help here in the state of Georgia. We've also have message, of course. The Atlanta Braves put out a press release. Now, this is from the end of last week, but Atlanta Braves, extending an invitation to Florida residents, as well as residents of the Georgia and South Carolina counties under evacuation orders. So again, this is just a press release from the Atlanta Braves, extending an invitation to Florida residents, as well as residents of Georgia and South Carolina counties under evacuation, traveling to Atlanta to be their guests for the next several nights at SunTrust Park. Now, this was on Thursday, so that includes today's game at 1:35. We've gotten a lot of calls on this, whether you're in the county and how do you prove it to them. And I don't know if there's any perfect answer, but here's the answer, is that just go to the Braves game. If you want to go to the game and they don't give you a ticket, they're $15. I'm on the Braves website right now. And if you want to get a Braves ticket and you're maybe not from the right county, then just buy a Braves ticket for $15, for goodness sakes. And if you don't want to do that, go to the Battery that's right at SunTrust Park and hang out for free. So we've gotten all these up-in-arms phone calls. Well, how do I know? If you want to go to the Braves game, go to the Braves game. And if they don't give you a free ticket, just buy one. It's $15. You have my permission here on Money Matters, for goodness sakes. Good morning. Welcome to Money Matters. I'm your host, Wes Moss. We'll continue to go to the phones here. Andrew joins us from Suwannee. Andrew, what's going on? Good morning. Welcome to Money Matters.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. So, interesting for me, this year I took early retirement from my company after 28 years.
Whoa.
And okay. So as a result, got sort of a early retirement lump sum from that. And then I was reemployed very soon after that. So this year is going to look like, on paper, almost like a double income thing. And I'm just wondering, unusual year, any things I could be doing from a tax perspective to not get such a big hit?
Well, a couple of thoughts here. So Andrew, when you say that you're given a package from the old company and that now you're already reemployed by the new company, was Are you talking about extra income, or usually a lump sum is something that can be rolled into an IRA that's in that is not taxed? But it sounds like what you're saying is that this is some sort of compensation that you will, in fact, get taxed on.
Yeah, absolutely correct. It'll be a lump sum income perspective. Yep.
Got it. What is this, like an extra 6 months or an extra year of pay? I mean, how much are we talking?
An extra year, yeah.
Wow, okay. So you have an entire extra year, including what you've made up until, what month did you work up until?
February.
Okay, so you did, you had a little bit of normal income January, February, then they gave you the entire year's salary, and then how long have you been working at the new job?
Since April.
Wow, okay, so you're going to have literally a double income. So a couple of thoughts here. I'm sure you've probably already done this, but at the new place, have you already, how old are you, Andrew?
53.
Okay. So you can do the 401k catch up. And have you already maxed out the full 401k plus the catch up?
Yes.
Okay. So you've got this another $24,000+ that you've already saved into the new 401k. And the I guess the question is, what do you do with the rest of this money? How about deductions? Do you itemize on your taxes, or do you do all this on? Do you do the standard deduction? And are you single filer or are you joint filer?
Joint, and I deduct. I itemize because I have lots of charitable contributions and things like that. Or take advantage of.
Got it. Okay. I would tell you that that's obviously, to some extent, I think your best bet is your charitable contributions. The IRS has extended that. You can do that up to 50% of your adjusted gross income. So obviously, you can. That's going to be a bigger number this year for you, allowed than you were in prior years. Let me ask you this. How far away, you're 50, you're 53, so when do you think you will get to, I mean, do you have a target date? How many years until you think you might be in actual retirement?
I'm planning to take it all the way up till 64, 65, around that range. I want to make sure and maximize what I'm putting in and minimize taking out. So I'll probably work right up until typical retirement age, probably 64, 65.
Got it. Which I would still call early retirement. I mean, for most folks in America, they don't have the ability to be able to stop working that early. So I'd call that a relatively early retirement. Here's one thing that I see that happens very often is that you end up in retirement and 95% of your savings is retirement money. So you've got, those are the easiest vehicles to use, right? You've got your 401k, you set it on autopilot, and all of a sudden you wake up one day and you've got 95% of your savings in an IRA or a 401k. And that's wonderful. The only issue is that then you create another tax issue in retirement, because every time you need to go tap that IRA, it is new income. So if you need to live on, and it costs $80,000 to live, well, you got to pull that out. And then, oh, by the way, we need a new roof this year, and that's another $20,000. Now you've got to take out more money in your IRA to pay taxes on it. Then you fix the roof. So these big expenses really can impact what your adjusted gross income is, because it's all coming out of the IRA, and every dollar you take out pushes you up further on the tax bracket scale. So there's real power, and it's a really important and probably not talked about enough, in having, I call it your sacred after-tax money. So you want to try to have a balance in retirement, and this gives you the opportunity to do that, Andrew, because you have these 2 years of income. There's nothing really you can do beyond maxing out your retirement accounts. You're still going to have a bunch of money left over after taxes. And that's just a good old-fashioned after-tax savings. And it becomes really, really important in another 10 or 15 years when you're actually in retirement, because that's the money that you can access without a whole lot of a tax burden. So if you invest, have you already invested this money?
I'm keeping it fairly in just as high a yield savings as I can. My goal, I've got a son who's 13, so I've pretty much made that his college fund. So whatever I can do to direct that direction is what I'm doing.
But, okay, so if you take this money away, of the money that you have saved, let's call it for 62, how much of it is 401k / IRA money? What's the percentage?
Ask that again. The income funds that were given are pretty much put in a high yield savings at this point.
So it's really not, so again, it's getting 1% to 2% a year.
Yeah, at best. Yeah.
Okay. And how old is your son?
He's 13.
He's 13. So you, in another five years or so, you'll be starting to pay for college.
Right.
This is my thought. This is what I want to leave you with today is that, again, we very often have all of our retirement savings that the money we're going to use ends up in accounts that are going to be taxed when you pull it out. That's your IRA, that's your 401k money. In your particular case, you have the opportunity to use this money. Yes, it makes sense logically, hey, I'm going to use this for college, but you need some after-tax money for retirement too, because you've got to have a pool of money to get to if you've got a big expense. So not only do you need money to live on that can come from your IRA, but what happens if you need to buy a new car or you need to fix something in the house? You need to be able to get to money that doesn't push up your income, hence pushing up your tax rate. So I would have you think about this extra $50,000 or $100,000 that's now set aside. Some of that should sure go to college, but you've got to put a portion of that, and I would tell you at least half of it, towards your own retirement. So the whole thing, in my opinion, doesn't need to sit in a savings account getting 1% to 2%. I would give at least half of this a retirement-like time horizon, meaning that, hey, this money's got 15 years, not 5 before your son goes to school, but 15 years that you can actually use that for your retirement, meaning that that can get invested beyond just a cash savings account. You are tuned into Money Matters. I am your host, Wes Moss. You can find me online at wesmoss.com, WESMOSS.com. Under the Money tab is where we publish our financial stories several days throughout the week. Stay tuned. You're listening to Money Matters right here, News 95.5, AM 750, WSB. Good morning. Welcome back to Money Matters here, WSB Radio. Calm before the storm Sunday is what today is. There's a lot you can read into that. I don't think we have a storm coming in markets, but we continue to face major pressure in this U.S. economy. The markets continue to stay relatively sanguine, if you will, for the week. The Dow Jones down 0.8%, S&P 500 down a little more than 0.5%. And that's with natural disaster after natural disaster, hurricanes, earthquakes in Mexico, threats from Pyongyang, and we continue to stay relatively resilient. That's because the economy is still in very, very good shape. Ryan Neely, prize pack, my friend.
The weekend prize pack is a pair of tickets to see the Scott Brothers House Party starring Jonathan and Drew Scott of HGTV's Property Brothers on September 19th at the Cobb Energy Center. The trivia question, today's starter for the Braves is R.A. Dickey, one of the top 10 knuckleballers of all time. Can you tell me who the winningest knuckleball pitcher in history is? Here's the hint. It was another Atlanta Brave.
Prize line 404-741-0750 to answer that trivia prize pack. Again, listen throughout the week here. Of course, we know we have a lot headed towards our way with Hurricane Irma for Georgia. Tropical storm watch is coming, of course, here for Georgia, for Atlanta. Stay tuned. Listen throughout the weekend. Monday morning, hurricane updates. WSB meteorologist Kirk Mellish, the best guy in the business, plus triple team traffic as evacuees fill our roads here. So stay tuned. We are here to help. Stay safe and have a great rest of this Sunday. News 95.5, AM 750, WSB.